Swamiji, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me and my darling wife enormous pleasure to be able to join all of you on such a happy occasion. The glorious architecture of the Mandir, as ever, is a joy to behold, and if I may say so, the warmth of your welcome has been overwhelming. But then it always has been on the other occasions I've been lucky enough to come here. And that's the reason, ladies and gentlemen, why I keep coming back again, I hate to tell you. But if I may say so, to join the Hindu community on the tremendously auspicious occasion of Diwali and to celebrate with you this most wonderful festival of lights is indeed a great privilege for both of us. Now, I am told that the Diwali and New Year celebrations at Neasden are by far the most magnificent in all of Britain, and that thousands will gather later tonight to watch the fireworks display. My wife and I have seen for ourselves the tremendous effort put in by temple volunteers on this occasion. And we were enthralled, if I may say so again, by the colorful dance performance we just witnessed, and most touched to have been included in the symbolic puja to consecrate account books as you bring in the new year. Perhaps I'd better bring mine here as well to be especially blessed. But it is a remarkable and precious fact that Hinduism as a faith still touches upon every aspect of day-to-day lives, professions, culture, and most crucially, value systems. And ladies and gentlemen, all I can say is long, long may it last in this era of frenetic change and short-term thinking. If I remember correctly, there is a further significance to this date, since exactly 10 years ago to the day is when I first met His Holiness Pramukh Swami Maharaj. And I remember being touched greatly by his humility and tremendous compassion for all living beings. An attitude which I believe is reflected by the entire Hindu community here in Britain as a peace-loving and values-based community which has integrated admirably and put so much back into our society. Ladies and gentlemen, this quiet and industrious approach to life is reflected in your remarkable achievements in education, in business, the professions, and so many other fields. Some of you may feel that your huge contribution to the fabric of Britain is not fully recognized, but it is my belief that today, more than ever, your community is one of the most positive forces which helps to bind the country together. And I can only thank you. I can only thank you most sincerely for this. It really is a remarkable contribution. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, from my wife and myself, I would just like to wish each and every one of you a Shubh Deepavali, and every possible success and prosperity in all your endeavors as you embark upon what I hope will be a splendid new year.